This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1914. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded January 23rd, Anguilla, Antarctica, Australia, Bahamas, Bougainville, Bouvet, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, France, India, Korea North, Kurdistan, Myanmar, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Pakistan, Palau, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, South Carolina, Sri Lanka, Sudan, USA, Vatican, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, on January 22nd and 23rd, Harold Froge in Michigan and I were hearing Anguilla reactivated, the so-called university network, on 11775. This was as early as 2040 UT, running well past 2200, but eventually changed to the night frequency 6090. We're still not 100% sure this is actually coming from Anguilla, as it did before it was destroyed, to quote the university network, by that hurricane in August. It has reactivated several times, but only lasted a few days before disappearing again, which is very strange behavior, and this may happen again. The sporadic operation now would not be due to power problems. Richard Langley checked the local newspaper, The Times, quoting it, "Extraordinary effort by the local electricity company and a crack team of Canadian engineers has restored power to the entire island." Last week, in reporting about that British Antarctic Survey communications frequency, 7775 USB, I speculated that an item from the original rather sparse report referring to FAZ might have been the initials of the reporter, but now I think it was referring to the aircraft call sign for Sky Blue, since the entire five-letter call would be in the British sequence, VPFAZ. By the way, as I was listening to myself talking about this on one of the WRMI broadcasts on 7780, I was hearing interference from something in Spanish on 7777 USB. This week's logs of the low-power Australians. Harold Sellers in British Columbia reports Aussie Radio 5045. January 20th from 1424 to 1552 with a poor signal playing pop songs. Some announcements, but too weak to understand. One of the songs he could recognize was Locomotion by Little Eva. The other one on 5055 Radio 4KZ in Queensland is reported by Ron Howard on Asilomar State Beach, California. January 20th, random listening from 1125 till off at 1405, mostly playing pop songs such as Petula Clark, Roy Orbison. There was news at 1400 before it cut off the air. He says, any day I can make out their multi-song IDs is indeed a good day. And then on January 22nd, they also ran until cut off at 1404, just before the end of the news. Pete Taylor from Tacoma went on a Caribbean cruise and reports to IRCA about Bahamas ZNS 1540. Not exactly overwhelming once you get out of the Bahamas. In addition, it throws out a lot of garbage at various places between 1500 and 1570 kilohertz, especially a 1 kilohertz tone around 1520, clashing with the Saudi Arabian frequency 1521. This also was being heard the previous year. And these are spurs coming out of 1520. There's a matching one on 1539, just a reminder for us to beware of those, which might be Bahamas instead of something more exotic. Nigel Pimblett of Alberta was also visiting the Bahamas in December and agrees about those two spurs from ZNS. Ron Harris says 3325 NBC Bougainville was on the air again after being silent for a while. Heard January 18th from 1058 until off at 1142. Some interviews and monologues in Pigeon and clear NBC Bougainville IDs. At that time, he was not getting any interference from the co-channel Indonesian. On January 22nd, Bougainville was heard from 1119 until 1153 off, but it seems to not be on the air every day. Meanwhile, the only other active Papua New Guinea station, NBC Madang 3260, went off the air at 12:06 January 22nd at the end of the NBC News in English. MDXers are no doubt well aware of this already, but there is a major de-expedition to what's billed as the world's most isolated island and the number two most wanted DX entity, Bouvet Island, B-O-U-V-E-T, which is in the South Atlantic, or is it South Indian Ocean, somewhere in there. 3Y0Z is the call sign being used, and it was supposed to start as early as January 23rd. The group doing this has been spending, after raising funds, at least $500,000 on this, just to get all their equipment to the island and themselves and back. Here's the website to read the latest info, including the frequencies, www.bouvetdx.org. They're operating several transmitters, of course, in CW, SSB, RTTY, and FT8. Well, I'll mention the SSB frequencies, of course, subject to variation if necessary, 3785, 5400, 7082, 14185, 18130, 21285, 24955, and 28485. Via Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso reports, 3365. Radio Cultura de Araraquara, Brazil, heard January 20th at 22:28 with a ball game. He says it only goes on the air for important local ball games in Araraquara, São Paulo. Radio Inconfidência in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, is back closer to its nominal frequency, 6010. Manuel Mendes in Spain noted it January 20th at 0803 instead of 6011.7, where it had been for several days. Well, it's not quite on the exact frequency. Wolfgang Büschel measured it on 6010.023 January 19th at 0446. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee put it 16 hertz above frequency January 20th at 2321. And January 21st at 2230, he measured it 12 hertz above frequency. Gerald T. Pollard, Artie Bigley, and Mike Terry all send story from CBC New Brunswick, January 22nd, that a 1940 RCA 50-kilowatt shortwave transmitter located at the decommissioned Radio Canada International site in Sackville is up for sale. The property was bought in February 2017 by MTI, a group of Mi'kmaq First Nations. They are asking $5,000 for it, but of course you must understand it is not in working order anymore. Every morning at various times between 14 and 16 UT, I've been continuing to hear those horrible FM spurs from Radio Havana, Cuba, all over the 19-meter band at intervals of approximately 65 to 70 kilohertz away from the originating transmitter in AM, 15370. Kai Ludwig says, these are very likely the switching frequency of the PDM-PSM modulator, a pretty common source of such spurious signals. Well, finally, on January 23rd, they were gone, as if RHC had seen this and had figured out how to get rid of them. But we're not holding our breath, and we'll keep checking. I often hear a carrier on 5005 around 06 UT. It must be Radio Bata, Equatorial Guinea. Manuel Mendes in Spain keeps monitoring it and says it signed on at 0530 January 23rd. He also heard it on January 20th with a good clear signal. Last week, I inadvertently omitted the credit for one of the logs I cited of the clandestine for Eritrea, Radio Arena, on 9720. The second one mentioned was by Richard A. D'Angelo in Pennsylvania. Reporting to the NASFA flash sheet, George Hare in California reports something on 13800, Saturday, January 20th, with an open carrier at 1810, but programming apparently with a DJ in French from 1830 until 1900. He could not get an ID. This is also reported as Studio 52. Also heard that on that very same occasion by Mark Cody in Ontario, the ODXA I.O. Group, with pop and rock vocals, giving an address in the Netherlands. Very good reception. Nothing is listed for this time and frequency, but the transmitter's site seems to be France. This station apparently shows up on short notice via facilities of MBR. It was last reported by Ivo Ivanov on 5970 January 1st in Dutch and English between 12 and 14 UT. Studio 52. In DX South Asia, Joe Jacob and Alokesh Gupta provide all the info about special broadcasts from All India Radio for the 69th Republic Day, celebrated Friday, January 26th. But the first broadcast is on the eve, Thursday, January 25th at 13:30. The president addresses the nation in Hindi and English on all stations of AIR, on medium wave, shortwave, and FM. And after it, the local stations will broadcast a translation in local languages. Check all the 60-meter band frequencies for All India Radio and the high-power external service frequencies 6030, 9380, and 9865. Then on Friday the 26th, for Republic Day itself, there is a parade and cultural pageant starting at 0350 UT. This involves some scheduling changes, but the frequencies primarily are 7520, 13695 in English on 6030 and 15185. This is in the local daytime, so the regional stations will be on their daytime frequencies higher in the 6 or 7 megahertz bands. Another set of frequency changes for Shokaze or Sea Breeze via Yamada, Japan, about North Korean abductions. Ron Howard says the first day was January 18th. 5935 replaced 6085 for the 13 to 14 UT broadcast, and finally on that Thursday it was back into English. As of January 19th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the next broadcast at 16 to 17 UT has moved from 7285 to 6110. And the other one, which is Shokaze, but actually transmitting programs of the allied station Furosato no Kaze, in Japanese only at 1405 to 1435, moved from 5935 to 6085. I was delighted to hear another Furosato no Kaze broadcast, the only one on 9960 via Palau, January 22nd at 1436, playing La Gazza Ladra Overture by Rossini. Classical music, so rare on shortwave. Please, let's have more. But why would this station, dealing with abductions by North Korea, be playing The Thieving Magpie? I can only conclude this is alluding to North Korea stealing people. Ivo Ivanov observes that Dengue Kurdistania, transmitted via Armenia now, on 7520 at 0330 to 16 UT, has now added another frequency. 4810 as of January 20th, heard all the way from 0330 to 1530, when Armenia starts running its own external service on that frequency. Not only that, but the medium wave frequency from Armenia, 1395 kHz, also carrying the voice of Kurdistan at 1600 until 2200. Myanmar's reactivated intruder frequency 7200 continues to be heard with our distance learning service. Ron Howard reports January 22nd at 12:30, there was a biology lecture. On January 18th, it was exceptionally strong, he says, and there was a lecture about isotopes, molecules, electrons, etc., with many different equations. Ron Howard has also been hearing another Myanmar radio frequency, 5915. He says since January 15th, it's been wonderful to hear this without the normally dominating strong China Radio International. January 18th, it was still clear of CRI, checked at 12:38 and 13:07, but as usual, interference from adjacent 5920, North Korea jamming the voice of freedom from South Korea, so best heard on LSB. But what happened to CRI on 5915? The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1914, based on extensive information compiled each week and published in DX Listening Digest, via our non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Mark Brandau, who says, thanks for always providing exceptional details and shortwave info every week. He sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has been monitoring the new so-called Radio Nigeria service in Hausa, supposedly put out by the Biafran organization IPOB. He says on January 21st, Sunday, the 16 to 17 UT broadcast on 15110 via Bulgaria had the first 10 minutes, a discussion interview in English with an echo like a poor internet or Skype connection. There was no signature starting the broadcast. In fact, it picked up in mid-sentence for the English portion. And it went into Hausa programming after that. He says, concerning the signature tune or interval signal, one of the Hausa speakers who listened to my recording from last week thinks it might be a song by Don Maraya Jos, a famous Nigerian Hausa griot, musician or storyteller, best known for playing the kontigi, a one- or two-stringed plucked instrument rather than a thumb piano. He died a couple of years ago. Oklahoma Non Broad Spectrum Radio via WRMI started broadcasting a new monthly show Monday, January 22nd at 0700 on 5850 parallel 7730. James Branham said he threw out his original plans instead to deal with the naughty language of acting President Trump. He started by quoting FCC rules on profanity and obscenity. I assume this broadcast will be repeated for the next few weeks at the same time and will be available via his website, broadspectrumradio.com. Thanks to Mike Cooper and Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener for several stories about the following, which Hans-Jürg says is explicitly not unrelated to the recent Trump rhetoric against Pakistan, a retaliatory measure. The RFERL press room says, Pakistan's interior ministry has ordered the closure of the offices of RFERL's Radio Mashal in Islamabad after Pakistan's inter-service intelligence agency accused the broadcaster of airing programs against the interest of Pakistan in line with hostile intelligence agencies' agenda. It said Radio Mashal programming presented Pakistan as a failed state in terms of providing security to its people, in particular minorities and ethnic Pashtuns. Of course, it's not transmitted from Pakistan, so it can still continue on the air, but somewhat less conveniently. The World Radio TV Handbook says it was established January 15, 2010. A BBG-funded service for Pashto-speaking listeners in the Pakistan-Afghanistan border area. And the B-17 schedule was, and perhaps still is, 04-05 on 13580 Thailand, 04-13621 from KHO, 12130 Kuwait, 15760 Thailand, 05-11, 13580 Kuwait, and 11-13, 17880, Biblis, Germany. About Solomon Islands, 5020, Ron Harrod reports, SIBC, January 22nd, from 1211 until off at 1346. Mostly just a carrier was heard, but at times very faint music. They're continuing to have serious problems with low modulation. South Carolina, what's become of Brother Stair? I searched the Charleston newspaper, www.postandcourier.com, but found zero stories about him or the overcomer so far this year, although there were lots of false positives. But John Carver heard Alan Weiner Worldwide January 20th say, Brother Stair is all right but still in jail as there has not been a bail hearing as yet. Last week we mentioned that FIBA Radio had resumed transmissions via Trincomalee, Sri Lanka, at 1330 to 14 UT on 9775. Ivo Ivanov now has the language breakdown. It depends on which quarter hour and which day of the week in Telugu. Manalayam or Kannada, the only English segment, is Monday at 13:45. Sometimes happens for reasons unclear. Radio Omdurman Sudan is off frequency by 1 kilohertz from 7205. Ivo Ivanov reports it on 7204, January 17th at 0606, January 18th at 1404. Margaret Peterson in Denmark also put it on 7204.02, January 19th at 0410. Ron Howard in California, January 20th at 0447 on 7204. But on January 21st and 22nd, Ivo Ivanov says it was back on 7205 when checked at 1902 and 0545. The schedule is 02 until 22 UT, supposedly in Arabic. Ben Cobb sends an FCC notice about a station we may have been hearing without ever knowing it. Among the experimental radio service licenses, station WI2XEE had its license renewed on 18 January. It says the Southwest Research Institute seeks to conduct limited experimental tests to obtain real-world data samples of the characteristics of a low-power ionospheric sounder designed to improve propagation fidelity of real-time ionospheric propagation models. These will be applied to HF emitter geolocation systems to enhance accuracy performance of standalone and netted direction-finding sensors. If successful, this could be applied to civil HF geolocation networks, including the FCC's HF direction-finding system and other U.S. government systems. The thing is, this is very low power, according to the information. The location is Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio, Texas. They have a large list of frequency bands they desired, including within the international shortwave broadcast bands. They would use the minimum necessary power to conduct the tests. Power levels would be equal to 100 milliwatts with a goal of 1 milliwatt. But they could use up to 100 if necessary. And I seriously doubt they would ever send an ID we could copy, but the details are in the new DX Listening Digest, number 18-04, when published, via worldofradio.com. Enlisting the remaining World of Radio times via WRMI, I omitted one last week, so please note, it's Wednesday at 10:30 UT on 9455. As soon as the U.S. government shutdown started, listeners in Germany, Italy, and South Korea noticed that AFN, the American Forces Network, suddenly started playing classical music instead of regular programming. Those reports came from Kai Ludwig, Wolfgang Büschel, Stefano Valianti, and Chris Kodlik. However, NBC News reported at 23:35 UT, January 21st, that AFN had been declared essential so troops overseas could watch some silly ball game. I wondered if that applied to radio, everything across the border, only TV during the game. Chris Kadlec quotes Stars and Stripes. Classical music was playing on its radio and TV stations, and the network posted a message online saying AFN services were not available due to the government shutdown. They at least were able to turn back on the news and sports channel in time for the NFL games, so as not to cause an armed revolt from personnel. UT Saturday, January 20th, after midnight, I tuned WBCQ 7489.9 for the program which has replaced Fred Flintstone. It was some guy explaining why the Catholic Church has got everything wrong. Mary is not to be worshipped, he said. And later in the hour, I found he also doesn't like the Jews, Hindus, Jehovah's Witnesses, or family radio. It's radio sermon time, preceded by the initials FKB. I traced it to Halethorpe, Maryland, but it's unclear what FKB stands for. I'm open for suggestions. WTWW continues to have all kinds of problems. January 19th at 23:03, I found their 9475 was burping about 63 times a minute. There were tiny carrier cuts, each accompanied by a bit of talk modulation, but otherwise silent. Richard Langley in New Brunswick noted something similar January 17th at 21:40. A weird thumping modulation on 9475. Nothing can be understood. January 20th at 21:58, it was almost dead air, 20 over 9, but a trace of crackle as if modulation spikes were trying to break through, wiggle that patch cord. Then there was no signal on 5085 for Theater Organ of the Ozarks, January 21st at 0204. Both frequencies of number 1, 9475 and 5830 were missing January 21st at 2320 and still at 0425. WWRB continues to be completely unheard. Kai Ludwig says the website has been changed to show this schedule, allegedly on the hour, only 6 hours each on Saturdays and Sundays. That is, UT Saturday and Sunday, 23-02 on 3215, and Sunday and Monday, 02-05 on 3185. I heard again from David France of WWRB on January 21st. He says, our main transmitter went up in smoke. Hope to have it up today with all the cold weather, then warming up. We think moisture got us. We have many programmers wanting to take advantage of our $25 airtime rate per hour. It's a great rate for 100,000 watts of power with frequencies people can hear. Most of my time now is giving flight training for instrument students. We have on site a full ILS, NDB, VOR, DME, aircraft approach, saving plenty of time and money for our students, as no time is wasted getting vectored around and sequencing with other aircraft. The shortwave station is nothing more than a hobby station now, he says. We keep it on for various programmers on days that make sense. Well, I assume it was an exaggeration to say it went up in smoke if he was going to have it back on the air shortly. WTFK, what's the frequency, Kenneth? Last week I failed to mention the frequency for the Vatican relay via Greenville, 7305, Spanish at 0145. I've continued monitoring and found that it is now intentionally only a quarter hour instead of half a sesquihour. They still cut it off a bit too early before they can finish signing off. Next door on 7315, the Voice of Vietnam relay via WHRI also has problems, supposed to be English alternating with Spanish at midnight to 02. But January 23rd, I was hearing praise music fill, and it actually went off the air just before midnight 59. It came back on briefly and then was off again. After 01:30, I was hearing fill music, and Vietnam came on again, but it was in English instead of Spanish as it was supposed to be at that time. Jeff Wolf in New South Wales reports, the most amazing sporadic e-season ever down under. Many FMs never heard before or rare in the southern states. This was in mid-January. At least 4 double-hop E's openings to Tonga, several to Fiji, an amazing opening from Indonesia, from Irian Jaya, and Papua New Guinea, also Vanuatu, and double-hop openings from Western Australia. His full report appears in the new DX Listening Digest 18-04. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field, mostly quiet to unsettled, but unsettled to active, with A and K indices no higher than 10 and 3 on January 28th, 12 and 4 on February 10th and 16th, otherwise only 5 and 2 or 8 and 3. Solar flux troughing out at 67, January 25th to 28th, barely climbing to a so-called peak of 70, starting January 31st, and that's World of Radio 1914. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.